Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. After a day off and a series in Toronto, road trip continues here tonight in Detroit. And first off, Tito, what did you think of the Blue Jays and how you played in those three games against arguably the hottest team in the American League?
Well, I thought we played them really tough. I mean, because they were a team that is on a roll, and that lineup is from top to bottom can give you fits. And if you're not careful, you know, they're one pitch away from not just hitting a home run, but they've been really adding on and having big innings. And we stayed away from that pretty much the whole series. They're going to be interesting, you know, because the lineup is so good. And as you get into October, when you start facing good pitching, it'll be real interesting because everybody talks, myself included, how pitching dominates hitting. But my goodness, man, that's a pretty good lineup. I mean, they really put some fear into you. So I thought our guys did a pretty good job. Trevor, you know, was having a tough time early, but then when we got him out of there, our bullpen really did a good job.
Well, you lose one of those dominant pitchers. Corey Kluber not able to go tonight because of a hamstring. How serious is this, Tito, and is his season over?
No, he's not over. He was warming up the other day on his side, and he felt something, but he kind of disregarded it. And then he went to do his conditioning, and I think he probably hurt it a little bit worse. Even after that, you know, he went into ice, and I think he still thought, it's just stiff. I'll be able to make my start, which I think speaks volumes of how tough he is. So since we had the day off, we sent him back, got him scanned, and it's probably a good thing we did. So he'll probably miss, you know, minimum, you know, 10 days. But then we'll slip him right back in when he's ready. You know, he's built up and everything, and, you know, we do not want to shut him down. So, but we're not also not going to pitch him when he's not ready to. So that'll be to be determined on how quickly he gets better. And so then we'll move Cody Anderson. We move everybody up because of the day off. And the good part is, you know, we have a bullpen because of September, so you can handle things like this a little bit easier.
What about now the guys that you have called up? How do you plan to use some of these people?
We called up Giovanni Soto, who had a really good year in AAA out of the bullpen. He's another left-hander, doesn't throw particularly hard. But when I first came here 3 years ago, this kid was really talked about a lot, and then he kind of fell off the map a little bit. By all accounts, had a good work year, you know, learned a lot about himself, and we want to see how he looks this last month. We also called up Michael Martinez, who's a really interesting guy. He was a minor league free agent with us, had a nice spring, swung the bat really good in AAA, especially from the left side, and he played all the outfield positions and second, third, and short. So all of a sudden you got a guy that can steal a base, play seven positions. We want to get a look at him to see where he could possibly fit moving forward because those guys are really valuable.
Terry, how do you balance still trying to win every night out yet trying to see guys? Is that difficult?
You know what, Hammy? I think we try to win every night, and we put together a lineup that we want to win. At the same time, you know, like we're never sacrificing trying to win, but certainly taking mental notes of some of these younger guys or guys we don't know just to kind of see where they fit in moving forward. But I'd never put a lineup out there and think, well, you know, it doesn't matter if we win, because that's not how we feel.
Herbie always used to say, somebody would ask him invariably in March, how are the Indians going to do? He goes, I'm not in the game to make predictions. This is why you play the game. The Detroit Tigers looked like on paper they had a chance to win another World Series, but this is why you play the games.
Yeah, and things, you know, you can't account for things that are going to go wrong, you know, before the season starts. And, you know, who would have thought it back? Because we haven't played them for a while. But the last time we played them, not only were they beating us around, but they were having their way with the league, too. Them and Kansas City were kind of running away with the division. Who would have thought we'd come back here and we'd be ahead of them?
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Tigers coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.